this hour, Stop Stories, the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement says it will resist U.S. attempts to intimidate human rights defenders into accepting Israeli apartheid. Amnesty International calls on the G20 countries to take action regarding Saudi Arabia's, quote, hypocrisy on women's rights. Also ahead, Azerbaijan's army enters an area handed back by Armenia as part of a ceasefire deal in Nagorno-Karabakh. Top story, Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has denounced the decision by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to label settlement products as Israeli. Hamas spokesman Hazem Qasem said the decision is against international law and violates Palestinian rights. He said the move also shows Pompeo's animosity toward the Palestinian people. On Thursday, Pompeo said products from Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories can be labeled Made in Israel. He made the comment during a visit to those territories. A top U.S. diplomat also referred to the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement as an anti-Semitic campaign that was rejected by the pro-Palestine movement known as BDS.
With our many partners, we shall resist these McCarthyite attempts to intimidate and bully Palestinian, Israeli, and international human rights defenders into accepting Israeli apartheid and settler colonialism as fate.
BDS, in its statement, said it rejects all forms of racism and accused the U.S. and Israel of trying to silence advocacy for Palestinian rights. During his trip to the occupied territories, the U.S. Secretary of State visited an Israeli settlement. Palestinians strongly condemned the visit, saying it helps Israel cement control of the occupied territories. Israeli settlements are illegal under international law. Pompeo is the first top U.S. diplomat to visit them. Well, let's discuss this a little bit further with Mr. Latif Maarouf. He is a journalist and commentator who comes to you live via Skype out of the Lebanese capital of Beirut. Laith Maarouf, it's good to see you. You know, apart from the fact that Hamas has denounced it, which is not a surprise, of course, you know, given the belligerence that exists between the two sides, it is very interesting to me, and I'm pretty sure that it's eerily interesting to you as well, that, you know, Secretary of State of a lame duck president in its final days, at least as projected by the media, is taking these steps and doing things that no Secretary of State of the U.S. has done before, with only less than 60 days in office.
Yeah, it is definitely probably giving back to apartheid Israel that helped elect Trump, with the help, of course, of Saudi Arabia. And it is last-minute ditch to give as many presents to the Zionists as possible. And let's not forget that Pompeo is a evangelical Zionist who believes in the rapture, that he wants to bring Jesus back and kill all the Muslims and Jews in Palestine once that happens. So this is related to fanaticism. It's related to the campaigning and money that elects people in the United States.
And you know, well, it's under the same roof of thought that, you know, a lot of other decisions are taken. How dangerous would you say, you know, some people might argue that because he might be in his last days in office, you know, that probably will be changed. The decisions that are taken within the current U.S. administration might change under Joe Biden. A lot of other people argue against it. On what side do you think your idea leans on? Laith, I think I lost you. Can you hear me? Well, I believe we just lost our connection. I see him in a frozen picture. I'm just going to ask our assistants to try to take him back. If we haven't, we're going to take you back to Laith Maarouf and discuss that story. But for now, let's just give you another story. The United Nations General Assembly has approved several resolutions against Israel. The assembly passed a draft proposal affirming permanent sovereignty of Syrians in the occupied Golan Heights. That happened despite opposition from Israel and the U.S. The General Assembly also passed two resolutions affirming the right of the Palestinian people to self-determination and sovereignty over their land. Palestine's Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki hailed the UN measure. He said the overwhelming vote was a natural response from the international community to the Israeli occupation. Maliki called on UN members to shoulder their responsibilities to protect the inalienable rights of the Palestinian people. He also called for practical measures in the face of Israeli violation. Political commentator Richard Silverstein says the UN resolution on Golan Heights sends a message to Israel that its occupation of the region is illegitimate, no matter what the U.S. says.
Well, they're basically reaffirming international law, so they're not telling us anything new, but they are. It is a slap in the face to Mike Pompeo, who was in the Golan up to a few hours ago, or maybe a half a day ago, visiting the Golan for the first time. So it's a very clear response saying that the world community rejects this American claim. It rejects the Israeli claim that its occupation is legitimate and